Sushat Lapaparat pours out cups of hot milky tea, dropping the liquid from the jug to the cup in long-armed movements. But there are no customers to drink it. His coffee shop is in the middle of the opposition Red Shirts protest camp in Bangkok, and business is down. Office workers in this upscale area are his usual customers, but many have been frightened off. He says his earnings have dropped from around $60 a day before expenses to just half that. He says he's been forced to borrow $900 from relatives. Sushat says he agrees with the Red Shirts' political demands, but the protesters have been here too long. There are estimates that up to 100,000 people have lost their jobs or faced bankruptcy because of the two-month-long protests. Thousands of protesters are camped in the middle of the Raja Prasong commercial district. Some of the city's biggest shopping malls and at least four large hotels have been forced to close because of security fears. This week, Prime Minister Apisit Wechachua and the Red Shirts agreed to dissolve parliament and call elections, but protest leaders vow to continue their occupation of downtown Bangkok until final details are settled. At the nearby Indara massage shop, workers sit idle as music plays on speakers. Receptionist Natanisha Janko says the number of customers has dropped from more than 100 a day to about 10. Around 50 masseuses have been fired already, and the remaining staff had their wages cut from around $450 a month to $250. She says she's angry with the protesters, who she says are wild and disrespectful people. Across the street at the Super Rich Money Exchange, less money is changing hands. Deputy Manager Sukit Susamakulwong says trade has dropped 50%, largely because customers carrying cash do not want to walk through Red Shirt checkpoints.
The Red Shirt, they have the guard or the bodyguard. They inspect everything, the person who carry the bag. And sometimes the customer, they put the bag, put the money in the bag or in their pocket. Sometimes the Red Shirt bodyguard, they want to check whether what is in the bag. And that's the point that the customer, they're not sure for their safety.
He says one of the biggest problems has been foreign tourists being frightened by the risk of violence. At least 27 people have died in different incidents since the protests began in March.
What they did right now, they make the country in big trouble. We lost the customer. We lost the foreigner who want to come to traveling in the country. And we lost the investor who want to come and look around to invest their money in Thailand. And that is a big loss.
The government has said it will offer help to people who have lost jobs and money due to the protests. But across Thailand, the effects are being felt. Tourism, which employs 2 million people, is down because travellers fear getting caught in unrest. The finance minister has warned continued unrest could cut economic growth by 2 percentage points to about 2.5% this year. Aubrey Belford for VOA News in Bangkok, Thailand.